Listen to the safety instructions information of your foreman.
Good morning, colleagues. As safety is a big issue in the workshop area and on the building site, let me inform you about the most important regulations and signs on our site. In case of a fire or any other evacuation, you'll be informed by a signal. You must then immediately stop all work and turn off all electrical equipment. Follow the emergency exit signs and go to the designated assembly points. Walk, don't run. Follow all the instructions of your supervisor. If necessary, you can find a fire extinguisher by following the signs. If a colleague is seriously injured, check the situation, call an ambulance, and care for the person. Look for the first aid signs to find a medical kit and report the injury to your foreman. I now come to mandatory signs. As you can see, these mandatory signs can be found in many places in the workshop and on the building site. On entering the building site, you must follow all safety regulations. You must wear protective equipment to reduce the risk of being injured. This includes wearing safety boots and a safety helmet. In offices and at lunch or break times, you may take the helmet off, but only if no work is going on around you. If you are, for example, using a circular saw or working with toxic materials, you must wear eye protection. In many situations, you must also wear safety gloves to prevent your hands from being injured. If the noise of the machines used is above the tolerance level, you must use ear protection. Never ignore warning signs, for example, the general danger sign. Overhead loading signs are there to prevent you from walking under a suspended load. Make sure you do not use equipment that needs specially trained workers and avoid areas marked with danger, electricity. Finally, I would like to draw your attention to a very important prohibitory sign. It says that smoking is never allowed in the workshop or on the building site. For your safety, you may only smoke in designated areas. Now, please take a look at the safety manual to learn more about the safety regulations.